The death toll is rising from natural disasters in Mexico and the Caribbean islands. Rescuers in Mexico City continuing to dig through rubble of an elementary school to try to dig out students they believe trapped underneath. At least 250 people in Mexico have died from a massive earthquake. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico is reporting deaths and injuries related to Hurricane Maria. USA Radio News.
Is it possible there exists an ancient master blueprint that holds the secret behind the events of our times? From Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book yet, Kahn reveals the stunning master blueprint that is unfolding before our eyes. You'll never see the world the same way again. Read The Paradigm, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
The Securities and Exchange Commission is admitting they were hacked, and the hackers may have got information that allowed them to make insider trades.
The market regulator said the intrusion of its corporate disclosure database happened last year. However, it wasn't until last month that it realized the hackers might have gotten access to information that could have resulted in illegal trading. The SEC doesn't believe hackers got access to personal information or that they were able to interrupt the agency's operations. The SEC is investigating the incident.
The former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama coming under fire for unmasking attempts while in office. Sources told Fox News Samantha Power's unmasking attempts averaged more than one request for every working day in 2016, and she also tried to get names unmasked for members of the Donald Trump campaign. Power is being accused of misusing the process, along with former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, saying that the services were usually reserved for the intelligence community, not political reasons. USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's Georgia Gold.
And I'm also over here to tell you about Nashville Hot.
Georgia Gold is honey mustard barbecue.
KFC Nashville Hot is spicy and smoky.
Georgia Gold is sweet and tangy.
Nashville Hot is crispy and delicious.
You might be asking how I'm doing this.
You also might be asking where the nearest KFC is.
I don't know what you're asking. This is radio. I can't hear you. Try both delicious flavors at KFC.
Available in extra crispy chicken tenders or chicken littles for a limited time at participating KFCs. Prices may vary.
A conservative group at a California university bringing Milo Yiannopoulos to the campus. Now the campus says they're increasing security.
Milo Yiannopoulos has been invited to speak on behalf of the group College Republicans at Cal State Fullerton on Halloween. The student group is asking people planning to attend not to wear costumes to the event in the interest of public safety. Yiannopoulos was confirmed Wednesday, and police in the area have already said that they're going to be on high alert. A petition is going around campus asking officials to stop the event, but the administration says it's none of their business.
Federal investigators are reportedly asking for more documents from the White House for their Russia investigation.
The New York Times reports federal investigators want documents related to President Trump's firing of former FBI Director James Comey and ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. They also want materials related to Trump's Oval Office meeting with the Russian foreign minister. During that meeting, Trump reportedly told the minister that by firing Comey, he had relieved himself of some pressure.
The Navy is operating the Periscope on some nuclear-powered fast-attack submarines with an Xbox video game controller. The Periscopes use what's called photonic masks to display images on screens down below. The Navy decided to start using the controllers after sailors complained that the previous $40,000 controls were bulky, heavy, and took hours to learn. By comparison, most of the sailors pretty much grew up with the video game controllers and have been able to intuitively operate the new system within minutes. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. Hour number three, the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I gotta give a shout out to all of our listeners all across the country, all over the world, for that matter, that were sending emails in, messages, checking in on your humble host in regards to the hurricane. They didn't get the memo. I don't live in Southwest Florida anymore. My family does, and we have two offices down there. And without a doubt, it was nerve wracking. It was. I mentioned I don't watch news on the weekend. I really don't. I try to avoid all of that stuff. Try to get my mind clear for the most part. At least I kind of keep it to a minimum. But I did find myself last weekend glued to the news and trying to follow what was going to take place because, again, we do have offices right there, and it was bullseye heading right toward it. And my sister-in-law and my niece, they ended up leaving and getting out of Dodge when my partner, my brother Matthew, runs our Tampa office. He stayed put. My brother Michael stayed put down in Placida, and you know, thank God everything's okay. There's a lot of cleanup that's taking place down there, and power is still not on in many places. But it's coming along. It's coming along, and without a doubt, you have to give a lot of kudos to the governor of the state of Florida. Rick Scott did a fantastic job in regards to organization and keeping things together there in that state. With that being said, I was on vacation a couple months ago. And in my opinion, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the island of St. John. If you take a look at that place now, it took a while to actually get photos and aerial coverage of what happened to that island. It is awful. It looks as if the entire island caught fire. I mean, this is a green, lush island with some of the most beautiful beaches you'll ever see. No more. Very, very scary. And to all those poor people that have been in harm's way, the Keys, 25% of the homes have been destroyed. 65% of those homes have major, major damage in the Keys. There's a lot that needs to be dealt with. People in the Keys, though, one of the things being a resident of Florida for a while, it's a special breed down there. It's almost like they expect bad storms to happen, and they just kind of deal with it to some degree. I want to talk about the rebuilding effort and what's going to take place. This was, in my opinion, was an opportunity for Donald Trump to lead And yeah, he did a good job going out there to Harvey and telling them that they're going to get what they need to rebuild, and same thing for Florida. But people, there's no such thing as a blank check. There's no such thing as a blank check. The money has to come from somewhere. Why can't it? And Rand Paul proposed this too. Why can't we find cuts in our budget like everyone else has to do? If my air conditioner goes on my house or something breaks, there's a hole in my roof, that's obviously going to be a issue when it comes to our family budget. I'm not going to go into debt to fix those things. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make adjustments in our household budget. Something needs to be cut somewhere in order to pay for that. Yet, again, we're incapable of doing that as a nation. Again, this is a fantastic opportunity that was wasted. You could say, hey, you know what? We're going to make cuts. We're not going to, you know what? We're not going to be sending money all over the globe. We're not going to be sending money to all of these foreign nations right now, because you know what? We've got our own problems here. We've got $300 billion plus in damages. We don't know what the cost is going to be. Sorry, everybody. We're not doing it anymore. Yet we were completely incapable of doing that. Another thing I wanted to talk about too, and this, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. I said, just you wait, just you wait. How long is it going to take before the Wall Street Journal puts out an op-ed talking about the need for guest workers in the rebuilding effort and there not being enough construction workers to handle what's going on? How long do you think it's going to be? Boop. Yep. Didn't take long. This past week, yep, that's what we got. Trump's hurricane rebuilding job. Let me tell you something, people, and I want to talk a little bit about Trump and immigration and DACA and all this stuff. This is actually kind of a good tie-in. I had a good friend is involved in environmental cleanups, and when Katrina hit, he's playing my lacrosse team down in Southwest Florida. He had to leave. He had to up and leave his family, and he was in New Orleans for, what, 6-8 months he was there. And talking to him about trying to clean up and trying to hire people, the citizens of New Orleans that came back that were there. These are high-paying jobs, $30 plus an hour and then some to do some of this work. And he lamented. He said, you didn't believe it, Chris. He said, yeah, people would show up day one. They'd work for a day and they'd say, forget it. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they were happy staying on government assistance. They were happy, you know, having less money come in, but, you know, they didn't have to work. And they still got to live their lives and not have to worry about anything because the taxpayer was taking care of them. And they said, well, most of the work that we eventually had to do, we had to give to guest workers. And that's what they did. And this is a lesson, okay? We cannot be both and an open borders nation and a welfare state. You can't be both things. You can't. Currently, we're a welfare state. We are a welfare state. And we went over some of these numbers. I mean, if you're on government assistance in Hawaii, that's a $60,000 plus a year job to not do anything. You get paid $60,000 plus a year to do nothing. We have to make a decision. Now, guest workers are problematic because that screws up the labor markets in regards to what they're paid and in regards to the benefits. It makes it difficult for other people that are actually looking for a job. So, you know, we're going to have to make that decision here, what we're going to be. President this past week has a meeting with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Anybody at all confused by this? Confused? Bewildered? Remember Nathan Lane from the Birdcage? Yeah, I'm confused and bewildered by this. I don't know what is going on. You get these cryptic tweets that go back and forth. What? So we're going to allow everybody in, and they said we're going to have better enforcement, but there's no, they don't know what that is. We're going to discuss that later. What do you mean we're going to discuss that later? It's kind of like in baseball, the player to be named later. No. This stuff is important. What are you going to do? What is going to be our policy as a nation when it comes to immigration? Are we going to start deporting people that don't belong here? No questions asked. They said, we can go back to the 1980s. Go back to the 1980s. Reagan put forth his amnesty, and we were supposed to have very, very tough measures on employers who hired illegals. Never happened. It's amazing. We don't enforce our own rules and laws. Why do people from Central America, why do people from Mexico, why do people, for that matter, for all of the world, want to come here? Again, many want a job. Many want a job. I don't have any problem with that. Many people want a job, or many people just looking for welfare. You ever wonder why? There's obviously a reason why they're heading to English-speaking United States rather than going to Brazil, even though they speak Portuguese, or Colombia, Peru, Chile. Why aren't they going there? Why are they coming here? Well, they can work here. They can work here. They can find work here, no problem, even if they're undocumented. And they know that they're going to be getting taken care of by the welfare state either way. We cannot be both of those things. Now, Trump wants to build his wall. And I still get people all the time, rah, rah, the wall. Rah, rah, the wall. Then some people say, well, it's going to help cut down on drugs coming across our border into our country. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you going to stop drugs coming into this country? How many decades have we been trying to stop drugs coming into the country? And drugs are cheaper now than they ever have been. Who are you trying to kid? For crying out loud, Las Vegas is now opening up recreational pot dens. Stop it. If you cannot get a job and you punish the employer, if you hire somebody who is illegal, hey, it deals with one of the problems, does it not? Why is that so difficult to put forward? Why is that such a difficult thing to do? Answer? Big business. Big business cuts big checks to politicians. Who wants all of this cheap labor? That's it. There's your reason right there. Politicians, again, they hold their fundraisers in Georgetown in the evening at nice, swanky watering holes. And it's much, much easier. Much, much easier to collect big businesses, call up their lobbyists and have them come show up and drop checks in the fishbowl. It's a lot easier to do that than to go back and talk to the small businesses within people's communities and ask them what they want. So again, yeah, kids, it looks like you've been sold down the road. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases, Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E dot com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite dot com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to surprise some people here. People that don't know me personally. I guess most of you, my longtime listeners, you do owe me. Know me personally. I've been listening to this program for 17, 18 years now. You kind of get to understand my personality. Yeah, and what's funny, too, and I might as well mention this now. I mentioned a little bit earlier, but you miss any part of this show or you miss any part of our shows during the week, you can sign up for our podcast absolutely free at our website at watchdogandwallstreet.com. But anyway, I digress. Some of our newer listeners might be surprised that, I really feel sorry for some people. And I'm going to be honest with everybody here. I've been feeling sorry for Hillary Rodham Clinton. When you start to see people acting in a pathetic manner, I don't like to pile on. I mean, I got story after story of her. She's going from place to place to place, offering up all sorts of excuses and why she lost. And it was Bernie Sanders' fault. Joe Biden didn't help me enough. And James Comey, how dare he do that? It's one thing after another, and it's pathetic. It really is pathetic. And I feel bad for people when they act like that. I said, you want to help them. He said, don't do this anymore. Please stop. But I went from feeling sorry for Hillary Clinton, and I got angry. Started looking through her book here. What happened? And this is something that I hate. I really do. is when, again, supposedly smart people start to use, whether it be pieces of literature or history, and twist it. And in this case, Hillary Clinton decided to utilize Orwell's 1984. Now, I'm going to read for you. This is directly from the book. This is an excerpt from Hillary Clinton's book in regards to Orwell's 1984. Attempted to define reality as a core feature of authoritarianism. This is what the Soviets did when they erased political dissidents from historical photos. This is what happens in George Orwell's classic novel 1984. When a torturer holds up four fingers and delivers electric shocks until his prisoners sees five fingers as ordered. The goal is to make you question logic and reason and to sow mistrust toward exactly the people we need to rely on. Your leaders, the press, experts who seek to guide public policy based on evidence ourselves. Are you kidding me? Hillary Clinton is basically saying that Orwell's 1984, okay, the key life lesson that you're going to learn from 1984 is that you should trust and rely on leaders and the press and government? If there was a question, okay, when did you read, or did you read, it? I think it was 8th grade. It was either 8th or 9th grade you read 1984. You probably had a question. Your language arts teacher, your English teacher back in, and way back when you were in 8th or 9th grade, probably had a question on a test, said the key life lesson that can be learned from 1984. And if you put as your answer to trust your leaders, the press, and experts, you'd fail. You'd fail. And did she actually even read 1984? So again, I went from feeling bad for Hillary Clinton to actually being angry with her. Anyway, the other kind of a big political story from the past week, and obviously we're dealing with the hurricane, so it kind of got brushed away, was the 60 Minutes interview with Steve Bannon. The media has had a field day with that guy. They really have. I mean, Saturday Night Live portraying him as the Grim Reaper. Everybody but anyone just starts throwing Nazi, racist, white supremacist, alt-right, all these various different things at Steve Bannon and their website, Breitbart. None of them true. But they don't care. Again, Pontius Pilate, the Gospels. I always love that part of the Gospels in the sense that it really transcends today. And what it means a lot to me because of what I talk about here on the program and defying conventional wisdom. When Pilate asks Jesus, what is truth? You ever ask that? What is truth? We have that saying, perception becomes reality. If 90% of the people think, let's just throw it out there, 90% of the people out there think that climate change is the reason why we had Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, is it truth? In our day and age, I guess it is. Right? But it's not really. I guess there's a difference between, I'm going to call it, maybe there's a difference between facts and truth. And you know, listening to Steve Bannon, listening to him take on the Bush warriors and all of the wars and all of the things, it's almost like I miss Bannon in the White House already. It was almost like he kept Trump on the straight and narrow. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea.
President Trump announcing new sanctions against North Korea, specifically in the area of the banking industry. President Trump also said it's not just America taking action, China cracking down on banking with North Korea.
China, their central bank, has told their other banks to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
Officials in Puerto Rico are describing the devastation across their island. They say parts of the country could be without power for months. They're also confirming at least one death, saying a man was killed as he was trying to put boards across the window as the hurricane was taking place. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. I've been in the investment business for 32 years, managing money for the Wall Street elite and raising hundreds of millions for their companies. In 2003, I created the VRA, my investment and economic newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. We're not a brokerage firm. I tell you what stocks to buy using my proprietary VRA investing system, and then I tell you exactly when to sell and take profits. My system tracks the smart money, using a combination of fundamental and technical analysis, and only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership to the VRA. You get my daily market commentary and special reports, including my number one recommendation, which is already up 300% this year. To receive your two free weeks, go to VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. If you act now, you also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. I look forward to helping you crush Mr. Market at VRAinsider.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Why do
you lock yourself? Yes, welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I mentioned that I am a bit of a dork. You know, I watch some of these doofuses like Steve Mnuchin speak at the Seeking Alpha conference, and I kind of pay attention to some of these other retail conferences and whatnot as well, trying to figure out what's in the minds of a lot of these chief executives and what's going on. And there was a really good one this past week. There was. It was actually the chief executive of Restoration Hardware. Now, full disclosure, I happen to like Restoration Hardware stuff. I do. Their chief executive, he's talking about, and he gave a little bit of an antidote here. Gave a little bit of an antidote in regards to online digital spending. You know, all these advertisements that you see out there, pop-up ads and buying words and trying to get your searches up there. Well, it was interesting in the sense that it was actually the Global Retailing Conference, which was put together by Goldman Sachs. Their CEO, his name's Gary Friedman. And I'll put it to you. I'll use his words. He said, we had our marketing meeting in the company, and the online marketing team was pitching to double their budget. And at the time, nobody in the company at that time was doubling their budget. But they believed that was the right thing to do. And they said, well, look, our customer acquisition costs and our ad costs is lowest in the company. And I said, well, tell me about the data. Show me how. This is what good CEOs do. Show me. Show me. Just tell me. Show me. And they said, well, people who click through the words that we buy on Google, the ad cost was lowest. And I said, how do you know that they're clicking on the word and going to the website? Because of the word you bought versus they saw a store or they received a source book. And, of course, the little millennials said, oh, we know, we know. And he asked the little millennial ad executives there, marketing people, how many words did you buy? And they said 3,200. 3,200 words. I said, well, what are our top words? How are they ranked? Oh, we don't have that information. I don't have that. And he said, I was getting a look from these, you know, youngsters and these ad people like, oh boy, here's the big brick and mortar guy that doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. You know how many times in my career I've been told that I just don't get it? Uh-huh. And I said, well, what are the top 10 words? They didn't have the information. So he said, you know what? We're going to close this meeting now. And we're going to meet back next week, same time, same place, and you're going to provide for me the data. I'm sure that the Google ad executives can come up with that information. You know what they came back with? I'm not kidding. 98% of the business was coming from 22 words. 22 words. And you want to know what the number one word was? Restoration hardware. That's right. The number one word was restoration hardware. You want to know what the next 21 words were? Restoration hardware misspelled. I'm not making this up. Again, things are going to change, people. They are, when it comes to advertisers. I've talked about this here on the program. We also advise businesses as well and some choices that they need to make. If you get some ad idiot out there telling you that it's a good idea for you to start putting pop-up ads on sites, it's going to help generate business for you. I want you to think about that quickly. Do you like being annoyed when you're reading an article online? Do you like being aggravated? Do you like being ticked off? No, you don't. You don't. Are you going to be enticed to buy a product that pops up in front of your face when you're doing something? No. No, I'm sorry. Maybe I missed that class back in college or where it's a good idea to annoy your customer, your potential customer. Eventually, more and more businesses are going to get it. They're going to get it. They're going to figure it out. Trust me. Anyway, quickly on this other, this is a big story when it comes to retail in the retail sector. The Nordstrom family is basically putting together a deal. They want to take Nordstrom private. They own 31% of the company now, but they want to take the rest of it private. You know, we're running out of time in this segment. We're going to take a quick break right here. We get back, I'm going to fully explain that. I got a lot more we got to go over. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog on Wall Street. Our website, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Bring the action.
When you have this in the club, you got to turn it up.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Forget all these formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite, it's unbelievable.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks, think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone. But call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
There was a another conference that we kind of paying attention to this past week. It was regards to the media, regards to television and networks and all that good stuff. And Les Moonbeams was, he was kind of almost spiking the football to some degree and just how well CBS is doing over their rivals. And I want to talk about this in terms of just, it's almost as if they're self-sabotaging to some degree. And my question, Disney, for example, Bob Iger. Bob Iger, I think he wants to run for president. I do. And I think that he's letting it affect Disney with the decisions that they're making there because they don't make any sense. They don't make any sense. Well, Disney owns ESPN. That's a big part of it. That's one of the things I wanted to bring up. Because if you take a look at the NFL TV ratings right now, they are in the toilet. And granted, you know, we can give a bit of maybe a mulligan for the first weekend because of the hurricanes and what took place. But no one's watching. You know what? The last time I tuned in to ESPN was to watch the college lacrosse playoffs. That was it. I can't watch sports anymore. It's not watchable. It's not watchable. I don't know how these people fail to understand that sports is an escape. It's an escape. Last Sunday, I got up early in the morning because I found out that there was a pickup lacrosse game, adult game, and I went and played, and I was at peace for an hour and a half. I was very sore after, but I was at peace for an hour and a half. It was an escape. It was an escape to play. When you sit down to watch a ball game, you want to escape. You want to get away for a little bit. You want to forget some of the other issues and things that are happening in your daily life or in the world around you. And they're wrecking that. And I'm kind of ticked off about it. Yeah, my football team, New York Giants, got their butts kicked last week by the Dallas Cowboys. And you know, I kind of knew that they were, but I don't even find myself wanting to watch anymore. You know what? Actually, I like watching better than the games. I'm kidding. I had this conversation. I find more compelling is like Hard Knocks on HBO. I find more compelling than watching the games with all of the commercials and all of the breaks and all of the Colin Kaepernick crap and all of, you know, they got this past week, you get that Sergio Dip making a fool out of himself with diversity. No! Enough is enough. Can you just leave us the hell alone and let us enjoy our game, please? And again, I it's almost like I have to believe that it's by design. I do. I have to believe that it's almost by design. It's like Bob Iger wants to run for president, and this is why he's doing things this way. Anyway, I wanted to mention this. I touched on it earlier on in the program. I want to do it again because this is something that's been getting the standing ovation all around the country. Look! Look! Oh, my God, it's awesome! It's kind of like when we, it wasn't long ago when the NASDAQ got back to where it was back in 2000. Woohoo! Woohoo! You mean, oh, it's, you mean it's taken 17 years to get back there? Well, guess what? Guess what? The U.S. middle class income has reached its highest level ever. Yay! Except not yay. Okay, I'm not thrilled by this. Why is anybody thrilled by this? We are back to the, we are a little bit higher than the level we were in 1999. 1999. Back then we were worried about the year 2000 bug and planes falling out of the sky. We're back to the same median income, basically the same median income as then. And we're spiking a football? No, there's a problem. A fundamental problem with our economy. And I have addressed this today on the program. And I'm going to continue to address it. I have on today's program. I've been addressing this problem we've had for years. Need to go back and take a look at why this is the case and why it's taken so long. Anyway, this I wanted to touch on briefly as well. Trump looks forward to signing resolution condemning white supremacists. What? Why, are you serious? This Congress is wasting their time with nonsense like this. Are you serious? I mean, is this not master of the obvious? We need a resolution condemning white supremacists and violent groups. We really need a resolution for that. Kind of reminded me of like the Chris Rock skit from years ago when he meets the girl at the club on a weeknight. And she's like, I take care of my kids. Yeah, you're supposed to take care of your kids. Yeah, this goes without saying. We don't need a congressional resolution to deal with this. And you know what's funny? What they managed to do that this past week, but they didn't manage to actually negotiate and talk about the fact that we've had this war going on in Afghanistan and Iraq going back to 2001 and 2002. The authorization for military forces still in effect from back then. You don't think you might want to review that? Might not that be in your job description? Anyway. Hey, oh, did you see this? What about technology moving forward? This is so 1990s. I remember girls used to say that they have gaydar. You hear about the phrase gaydar, that they can tell whether or not somebody was gay or not? Well, as it turns out, look at this. Artificial intelligence can find out whether you're gay or straight from a photograph. Now, think about this for a second. Do you think that maybe some of these crazy nutjob Muslim nations are going to like put this at their airports and not let people in? I'm not kidding. They can tell. Artificial intelligence can tell whether or not you're gay from a photograph. Anyway, who would have thunk it? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea.
President Trump announcing new sanctions against North Korea, specifically in the area of the banking industry.
President Trump also said it's not just America taking action, China cracking down on banking with North Korea.
China, their central bank, has told their other banks to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
Officials in Puerto Rico are describing the devastation across their island. They say parts of the country could be without power for months. They're also confirming at least one death, saying a man was killed as he was trying to put boards across the window as the hurricane was taking place. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Rescuers are still digging in the rubble of a school in Mexico that collapsed after the massive earthquake, rescuing children trapped under the rubble. Here's our reporter on the scene.
This scene grew incredibly chaotic just in the past couple of seconds. They asked us to move and make way for what we believe is an ambulance that will be coming out. In the past couple of hours, we saw a large crane go into the scene and start to move very slowly, very meticulously into a hole that they've dug in the roof of this elementary school.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea.
President Trump announcing new sanctions against North Korea, specifically in the area of the banking industry. President Trump also said it's not just America taking action, China cracking down on banking with North Korea.
China, their central bank, has told their other banks to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
Officials in Puerto Rico are describing the devastation across their island. They say parts of the country could be without power for months. They're also confirming at least one death, saying a man was killed as he was trying to put boards across the window as the hurricane was taking place. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra.
Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Rescuers are still digging in the rubble of a school in Mexico that collapsed after the massive earthquake, rescuing children trapped under the rubble. Here's our reporter on the scene.
This scene grew incredibly chaotic just in the past couple of seconds. They asked us to move and make way for what we believe is an ambulance that will be coming out. In the past couple of hours, we saw a large crane go into the scene and start to move very slowly, very meticulously.